Toyota Sound, People's Exchange Bank, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
Protect Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Fowl County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
And welcome. How about that? Get yourself set there.
Yeah.
We apologize. Welcome to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken.
This is what happens when you're early.
Well, we started talking to Ethan Moore, our general manager here, and, you know, we kind of lost track of the time, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we were talking about important stuff.
Yes, we were.
You know, actually talking about stuff that matters tonight. So,
yes.
Anyway, that being said, welcome to PCSN Live here on WSKV. This is David Vaughn along with Ken Simon. And again, it has been a kind of a busy startup this year already as far as coverage. And again, I'm not trying to sell, but I will say this. It's with what Ethan is doing with us now, and we're pretty much broadcasting every home event. If anyone out there would like to get on board on this sponsorship, it is definitely well worth the money.
You can get in $100 a month as a minimum.
Yep. So I'm telling you, some of the prices have gone down. They've changed. You can get up to $1,000 a month if you want additional coverage. If you want some extra perks with $100 plus that, I tell you, you could great value for the money. Again, with the amount of broadcast we will be doing, plus right now, we're covering three different sports. If there's two home matches going on at the same time, like last night, it'll be one person will be broadcasting the volleyball game, someone else doing soccer. And like on next Thursday will be a soccer football doubleheader at the Powell County side, while WSKV is also covering the Estill County sports. So four
games last night, as a matter of fact.
Things around WSKV are getting very busy and very sports oriented, and if you want to get on these packages, either if you're listening from Estill County or from Powell County, please call somebody at the station. Call us. We'll help you out. Get your way through it. Some of the contract stuff has changed. So now we are informed about what we can sell you stuff for. So please reach out or talk to the folks here at WSKV in the Stanton studio or the Irvin studio, and they can help you out with that.
And you're not going to find a better deal in advertising, period.
No. Again, the amount of listens you're going to get for the money is definitely worth your while, and it's not just the broadcast, it's other times on air too. So
even though it's three sports, it's four teams.
Yeah, and you're
girls
getting
volleyball, boys and girls soccer, and now football coming up. I mean, that's four potential games
in
or matches
fall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, potentially per week.
Yeah, and that's a busy time. So again, when we're doing the video broadcast, you're also going to get screening advertisements. You're going to see it on screen on the scroll. You're going to see it
on the NFHS app when we're doing
on the stuff, so you can see and hear your your business
logos
and, some of your script on the video side. So man, I'm telling you, there's no way you could get a better deal than what you had years ago. This is not a normal radio show anymore. This is radio, this is video. It's all out there, and it's well done, Beth and Moore.
And we can actually back up numbers as well as far as our coverage.
Sports
is second only to Tradio on the radio. So again, more bang for your buck. It's a great investment to advertise your business or service, and again, a minimum of $100 a month. You can go on up from there, but again, $100 a month, 3-4 games a week, potentially. And when you add it up, I mean, you're paying $10 a game.
Yeah,
for the
advertising dollar, it's really inexpensive. So anybody can afford that. That's a local business. Pretty much anybody can do $100 a month. That's just a drop in the bucket. But we plan on bringing you a ton of basketball games this winter, and then in the spring, it is baseball and softball both. So. Plenty of time to jump in. They're going to close that out probably by the end of the month.
Yes.
Or maybe at the beginning of September, it's going to be kind of closed out and shut down. So get in there quick.
Get in while you can.
Yes. Again, it is a it's been busy. We were hectic just to get on the show, and I know we've looked at the schedule, and what, some weeks we've got four nights during the week, or
yeah,
a good week is three nights where we have a couple of days off. But
next week will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. On Wednesday, we will not only have PCSN Live, but we'll also have, I believe, a boys'
volleyball.
Boys soccer, I believe, is what it is. Let me check that real quick. But again, you know, there's two advertising windows right there within
back
that.
Back-to-back?
Actually, it is volleyball, yes. Breathitt County actually playing against the Lady Pirates in volleyball.
Yeah, I think that time is around 6:30, 7 o'clock, so we're able to transition from this show to that. And then Ken will head out maybe a little early to set up for the volleyball contest. I'll come out after the show is over, and then we will do our thing. So
there you go.
Yeah, while we're working here on WSKV, it's again, it's a lot of fun. We've got new folks working with us now. It's and we're learning, they're learning. It's if you're not learning, you're sitting still, right?
So, you're exactly right.
It's a good things are going on here at WSKV. It's you know, we're a 3 or 4 man operation. It takes a lot more rest to kind of to figure it out. So I'm just teasing. I think they've got about 15 different people working.
Yeah, they probably do.
It's a good thing for both communities. All the broadcasts through WSKV, either through Facebook, NFHS, and by saying that NFHS opportunity, it is a subscription based. Again, there's no blackouts in NFHS. You can watch your school, not like watching MLB when you can't watch your favorite team,
right,
in a certain area. But it is, I think, $75 per year. $70 per year.
Yep.
I have for that subscription, and it is you can watch any sport, any time that those schools nationwide are playing. So you can, if you're a baseball fan and you want to watch baseball in the fall or softball in the fall, you can tune into the Florida broadcast because they play in the fall.
Right.
So, you know, if you're a baseball fan, it's year round. If you're a softball fan, basketball fan, all winter long, you get to watch. Football, everybody's playing, and some folks play in the spring. You can watch that all year long if you want to. So plenty of opportunities to get to watch and do your thing with the NFHS app. Also, those games on NFHS are archived here, at least ours are. Ethan worked that out with NFHS last year.
Right.
Our games are archived. You can go back and actually listen to the broadcast that we have done. If we're not on the air, then you have to just watch the archived.
Correct. When, as an example, let's say, for instance, the Lady Pirates would be on the road playing volleyball at Hazard. If Hazard is an NFHS school, you can actually watch the game streaming on the app if you're not able to make it on the road like that. So, again, there's all kinds of schools anymore that have the NFHS app. Again, you might not necessarily be getting audio with that unless it's with us and we happen to be traveling. But in general terms, you're at least going to get the video.
And there's a lot of you guys that really enjoy the Facebook side of it as well. Again, that doesn't cost you anything for Facebook. It's a free service that Ethan provides, and both schools can do Facebook Live if they're not an NFHS school. So, for an example, Friday night, Powell County plays Western Hills. We'll be Facebook Live and radio on Friday, while Estill County will be NFHS or Facebook Live only. So they'll be on Facebook Live as well. You can watch either one of your favorite teams or
stream it on your big screen TV.
Exactly.
And hear our voices.
And hear whoever you would like to listen to. Well, you can't listen to somebody else because they're doing another game. So, but you can tune in to two different games if you want, split screen, whatever you want to do. It's available to you. All you got to do is do a little bit of legwork and figure it out.
You're exactly right. Again, I've enjoyed our season so far, getting started with boys and girls soccer and volleyball. Been a little bit of struggle with me, volleyball. A lot of substitutions coming and going, hard to keep up.
I listened to some last night going
especially
on.
Last night, but in general, great. And now looking forward to the football game coming up on Friday night, ready for that to get started.
I tell you, it's going to be exciting. I know, we'll just go ahead and roll with this here, get into our sports. But, you know, Friday night's going to be the first football game. We played, Powell County won't have an off week.
They will not.
For the season. They took their off week on week 0, which is the first week you can play. And Powell County,
which would have been last Friday,
what happens, but they decided week 0, we're not playing. And and maybe a timing issue with a lot of illness going around here at Powell County. So I'm not sure who's going to be available Friday night, but they're going to go play anyway.
Yeah, and again, that is actually on the road at Western Hills. Kickoff schedule for 7:30. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock. Again, not only on the radio, but the WSKV Facebook Live page.
Yeah, so tune in. So we'll step away for a break, come back with all the sports action here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
What makes Whitaker Bank uniquely Kentucky? Our mission is to provide comprehensive banking products and services to our customers and to invest in the Kentucky communities where we live. Whitaker Bank is a reliable partner guiding you towards solid decisions for today's evolving environment and for whatever challenges tomorrow might bring. We are committed to building comprehensive, long-term relationships with our customers and the communities we serve. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center for quality health care close to home. It's why we're here, providing compassionate, personalized care whenever you may need it, so you, your family, and our community can all thrive. Because no matter where you are in life, nothing is more important than your health. Clark Regional Medical Center, from the routine to the unforeseen. Count on us. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
All right, welcome back to WSKV.
That was a quick one, but you started with one, and then we came back. Yeah,
We missed the start of the show almost. So I'm gonna let Ken tell us where we're going because I'm not sure what he's got pulled up.
Well, at this point, honestly, let's go back to football since we really kind of haven't talked a whole lot about football at this point. So, of course, Mike Jones, back at the head coaching position, been there for several years now. And I think really with Coach Jones, loves football, does an outstanding job, but some things are a little bit different this year with the Pirates. Completely different district at this point. The Pirates are in Class 3A, which they've been for a while, but in District 8. And so the team's in District 8 now, a whole different configuration. If you remember last year, we were playing Fleming, Lewis, Pendleton, and Mason County. I had played them for, 3 or 4 years, whatever it was. So now the Pirates, due to the realignment, the Pirates will be playing McGoffin County, Lawrence County, Estill County, and Belfry. So, some teams we've not necessarily played other than Estill. We played Lawrence County there for a stretch going back several years ago, maybe even a decade at this point.
Yeah, I was going to say probably 10 years ago.
So at that point, again, back in, I like the idea of continuing to play Estill. Kind of think McGoffin County, not too far down the road. I think that's kind of going to make for an interesting matchup. And then Belfry just being a powerhouse in many respects as far as historically, kind of being one of those top teams in the East. The fact that we're kind of playing them, it'll be interesting to see how that actually pans itself out as well.
I know you talk about Belfry, you're talking about Mountain football at its finest. In recent years now, I think they have been a little bit, and I'm talking for Belfry, they've been a little down from where they were 5 years ago.
Right.
And when I say down, they're still really good. I don't think it's necessarily a lot tougher just because you had some really good quality teams with Mason County and Fleming County and Pendleton and Lewis. So you always had at least two schools who were just going to kind of dominate. Then you had two or three that on a given year, anybody can beat anybody. And you saw that with Lewis, Powell, Pendleton, those three fighting for the battle. I think you're going to see some of the same things with this alignment. But you're going to have to win a couple games to be able to advance. And not just probably one game won't get it done, I don't think. So it's going to be difficult, but I think you have to pick your games that you're strong on, and you still got a tough Belfry team. Estill County is, I'm not going to say way ahead of us. I think that we've caught up a little with Estill. Now you've got Lawrence coming, who has traditionally been a pretty good program for the last few years. So it's going to be some tough sledding for teams.
And we actually have these district opponents 4 consecutive weeks.
Right.
The first one will be September the 29th at McGoffin County.
There's 5 teams before it.
Yeah, correct. Yes. So on the 29th, Powell at McGoffin County. Then on the 6th, we host Estill. And then on the 13th of October, we are hosting Lawrence County. And then on the 20th of October, we travel to Belfry. So again, four consecutive weeks leading up to that. And then we'll end the season against Betsy Lane at home for senior night. But coming up this week at Western Hills over in Frankfort, at Floyd Central, then we host Pike County Central on September the 8th, and then at West Carter on September the 15th, and then Fairview at Powell County on September the 22nd.
Yeah, so basically what most schools do, especially in a five-team district, is the first 6 weeks, who you want to play. You go play who you want to, when you want to. And usually the last week is kind of reserved for whoever
those senior
finish,
nights kind
yeah,
of, yeah,
whoever want to finish your season off. But it has been what has we've seen in the past that weeks seven through ten have been your district weeks, and that sets you up for the playoffs 2 weeks after completing that last district competition. So again, we're going to play some of the same schools. It's just we're in a different district this time. So if those schools are still 3A, like I guess like Mason and some of those teams still are,
yeah, they are,
they're probably still,
yeah,
gonna be on the flip side. So you probably still may have to face some of those teams in the playoffs regardless.
When you look at some of those that are still there, Lewis County, Pendleton County, they're actually still in there. Mason has actually moved up
to 4A.
Yeah, Mason moved up, and so did
Fleming.
So did Fleming. Yeah. So again, tough no matter how you look at it. Some of the teams as far as in the 3A that we would potentially go up against down the road: Garrett County, Mercer County, Lexington Catholic, Bourbon County, Bath, East Carter. Actually, I apologize. Fleming County is actually still in 3A. Fleming and Lewis, West Carter, Bell County, again, one of those strong teams, yeah. Rockcastle, McCreary, Knox.
Yeah, we've been to the south end, we've been to the north end, to the east end, and I guess we're going southeast direction this time.
All parts in between, it seems.
Yeah, so it's just kind of every few years you get to do this
it's like four, right?
Alignment.
I think every 4 years.
4 years, and I don't like it. I'm not a fan of every 4 years you pick a – you go to a different district, and you know, they don't always change, but we've always changed. We haven't had a back to back run with the same group for 8 years in a long time, or if ever. That's something that'll be interesting maybe to look up, but it'd be nice to find a good rival. You know, that's how you can keep those maybe through week six. You can have your Lewis counties come in. You could have your and they used to play Morgan County quite a bit. We don't play Morgan County anymore, but I think they're a lower division now. They're playing 1A, 2A, but so did Belfry. Belfry used to be a smaller, and they've moved up down to 3. So it goes by class size or school size, and freshman through senior year, or maybe sophomore through senior, and it's just classifications. There's 6 classifications in Kentucky, and if someone changes, it throws everything out of kilter. Every 4 years, they do the check.
I like the fact, though, that we were able to keep the Estill-Powell game
going.
Exactly. Yeah, it's deserved, you know.
Well, we've been in kind of the same region with Estill anyway. But it's you almost have to keep that rivalry going. It's just – and I think if you had other teams that were traditional rivals – you know, Prestonsburg's on the schedule this year. They've been we played Prestonsburg for years, but they're not on the schedule this year. You'll have times where people fall off the schedule and they'll come back on, and we're playing different people this year. We've played in the past. Been a long time since we've played Western Hills. I can remember going to Western Hills and playing, but it's been probably 10, 12 years ago when we played Western Hills, just in a regular game.
Right.
So it's a little different. I know you can find is – you can find, and if you hear beeps, that's my Reds updates. So I keep taking my Reds today.
Boo! No, I'm just teasing.
Well, they just scored again, so it's now 7-3 over the Angels. And
well, you know me, I can't help myself. Yeah. Even kids that are wearing Reds hats at school or whatever else, you know, I was just like, "Oh, what's going on with your team?"
Oh,
you know, and
it's
all
been
of a sudden,
struggle for St. Louis.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, Well, I mean, you know, St. Louis at this point, I mean, they've tanked the season, and yeah, just it is
we'll,
what it is.
We'll talk about it on the show with baseball, but it's going to get exciting down toward the end. But, yeah. Again, it's a different, unique season. We're not even sure who's playing where, and we haven't really seen any of the guys, so haven't talked to Mike a lot. So we'll.
I will say this. A couple of the assistant coaches feel like this team is better than last year's team. They feel pretty confident as far as what they have. You know, they came back and returned, yeah. and the offense and defensive players in those positions.
We talked about it last year. They had a lot of backs. But, I still look at, Wells and Shiflett, two that graduated, two of your backs. You know, Shiflett, you're probably your fastest guy on the team, and Wells, just a workhorse, just an animal in the backfield. Now, you got talent coming in those other backs, and I think you're able going to fill those voids with people that can play. But you also lost some linemen, and those are hard to replace.
Yeah.
You lost your quarterback, and he did a better job than people can imagine. So there's a change there. So we'll see how that quarterback change goes with the backs and new positions. And but again, Mike has said the same thing. Mike said this is a pretty talented bunch. So we'll see. Now, I do know that there has been some illness on the team, and they're probably going to be down a couple players on Friday night. But I think that's kind of a statewide trend that we're seeing. It's not just here.
Yeah.
I think statewide you're seeing.
On one hand, I find it to be interesting that here school has started across the state basically the last week, no more than two. And at this point, now all of a sudden you look around and there's a lot of districts already that are dealing with illness,
yeah.
whether it's strep, I've even heard the flu, COVID.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just different things that are kind of going around and just like, oh, it's kind of crazy how all of a sudden that just comes back upon us.
We were fortunate enough to kind of start this show back, and the reason we did was because of COVID. And one thing that we've talked about is COVID's not going anywhere. It's still around. This is just that time of season where it occurs more. And when you get back into school, get all the kids back together, then here you go.
The germs start to fly, don't they? Yeah, unfortunately, again, when you start getting people in a smaller space that have not necessarily been around each other, people's immune systems, it's just, it makes for a big struggle, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's something you're going to have to just deal with and weather through, and hope. The fatality rate, I think, has gone way down. But let's keep that trend going, too, as, the illness we maybe can handle. But you haven't seen what we were seeing prior to with fatalities.
Right.
I think they're learning how to deal with it, learn how to handle it. And as people do, people learn to cope and go on with their lives.
Yeah, and let's hope that there's, not only sickness for anybody, for that matter, but at the same time, hopefully everybody stays healthy physically.
Yeah.
Everybody comes out unscathed no matter what sport it is that the people are playing. Again, we want everybody to remain healthy and safe out there to put the best teams out on the court, out on the field, on the pitch, whatever it might be, in order to have the best going up against the best with what you have to offer. Again, I don't like making any excuses or anything. Oh, well, we could have won if so-and-so hadn't been hurt.
Well, I mean,
next man up.
The thing
right,
about it is,
know.
It's opportunities for others to play.
That it is, yeah.
So, we dealt with that last night with the boys' soccer. We'll talk about that in a minute. But when some players are down, you've got other players who are going to step in. And sometimes those players may be stepping in or stepping up. And you may find that this kid may be more of a gamer than maybe is a practice player, and maybe this works. And later on in the season, and during your substitutions, you may be able to find a perfect spot for that kid to go in, and he's getting additional playing time because of what happened when someone was sick or injured. So those things happen. That's just a natural part of sport, and it's neat to see kids stepping up and answering a call.
Especially in soccer, we might as well just go on and kind of transition in that direction with the boys at this point. So even with that, the fact that the temperatures are so high, but a lot of times, though, coaches in general, they sub in and out kind of on a regular basis, as far as rotating players in and out. I mean, you're running anywhere from 3 to 9 miles during a match, depending on your position and kind of how the ball is going. That's a lot under these circumstances. But yet when they're subbing out and somebody does have that opportunity, I'm in. I need to step up, whether it's the defensive side, offensive side, to give yourself that opportunity. Now the coach realizes, okay, maybe you are like that sixth player transitioning kind of basketball in that regard. Maybe you're that sixth player, that first player off the bench, whatever. I can insert you, pull somebody out, and I don't lose anything. And obviously, when you look at the boys' team, Coach Bernie Vasquez, when you look at his team, he's subbing really well, and those players, you're not necessarily really losing much with any of those substitutions.
Well, I think last night we watched, and Brian alluded to this several times on the air, where we're going with this different rotation because the offensive set was different than what we've been doing because of players who were out.
Right.
Again, we've had two of the up players or forwards were out. Their goalie or their starting goalie from a few weeks ago out with an injury. We had some other players that were sick. You had players who are sick but playing, and those players saw limited time. And they also played a double overtime match on Monday night and came back and played Jack City with another district matchup on Tuesday. So now going back, I would have to say as a coach, you might not schedule back-to-back district nights. Maybe that was a little bit of a shouldn't do. But other than that, I mean, they come out with two good wins. So it shows me that the conditioning they had done prior to really paid off to finish those games.
Yeah, the Pirates are actually 5-1-1 on the season. Five wins, only one loss, and then they had that tie against Prestonsburg. When you look at the game against Wolf County, you go to double overtime. The Pirates win 6-3. I mean, how impressive is that, again, to go to the extended time, and all of a sudden now you're able to score three goals when you go in.
In the elimination part, right?
Yeah. So impressive to be able to get those three goals in those 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was when you see what happened and kind of understand, the first overtime is you play, and if nothing happens, then you have your shootout, and then it's kind of elimination shootout, I guess, is what they played up there. Same as when they played against Estill. You have five shooters and go from there, and I guess Powell County is pretty successful getting the goal kicks.
Yeah, I would like to have seen the Fleming County game in the 2A, the sectional tournament. The Pirates lost to Fleming County 2-0. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, as I mentioned, you get the tie against Prestonsburg. But with that being said, I would like to see really kind of how things went with the Fleming County game. Again, they're 5-1-1, just that one loss and one tie. Obviously, they're having a great season so far. But to see, like, what did they learn from that Fleming County loss, and did that play factor in them kind of going forward?
I would also throw this out there, too, though, that I think Fleming County is a turf field. And I'm pretty sure Prestonsburg is a turf field. If they are, and if the regulation size, which ours is just touch small on the sides, correct?
Correct.
Or as far as room, it's not a touch small, but the room is not there. These other fields, if they're turf and regulation size, it does make for a change in the game.
Totally, 100%.
Wolf County is a little bit smaller area, so again, it makes for a change what Powell County is used to. Wolf County is definitely used to it. So, I'm not knocking anything. We've talked about this all the time in other sports. If you go to a baseball field that's got a 250-foot fence, then you're likely going to see home runs. If you go to a soccer field where it's a little smaller, then you can't spread out your offense and attack as much from different positions. So the game changes with a smaller. You wish everything was uniform, but in Kentucky, it's just not. You're playing on natural grass with smaller fields, and you're playing on AstroTurf, and some of those are more set up to be regular. And I even saw this, speaking about soccer, Menifee County. Did you see their new proposal? I guess was a brand new soccer complex with a track around it, and that's going in over there. So, they're finding ways to get their stuff started, and to me, it's about keeping up. And I think
we got to find a way. We beat that dead horse to, but still we have to find a way. And even as we've discovered, even with the turf, we've gone to Perry Central for the regional tournament. The ball skips, bounces completely different than when you're playing on grass.
Just like Letcher, which is the same way.
Yeah, when you're playing on a grass, it's completely different than when you're playing on turf. if you're used to playing on turf, you know how the ball, you know how to hit it, you know what I'm saying, how to lead, all that kind of stuff with your passes. When you're not used to that, all of a sudden you're kicking, and all of a sudden it gets away from you. You're just like, oh, and it's hard to play catch up.
And when you say that, though, when you talk about the turf, with the team that we have now with the boys team, I think they would be so good on turf. Because they're so quick. And I think the speed is the one effect on turf that you know, their skills have got better, their passing's better, everything they're doing is much better than what it has been in the past. And I really like watching these boys, and Bernie's really got those kids ready. And you know, when we first watched them, the first match, I'm thinking, okay, maybe they're not going to be as good as I thought or whatever. But, man, they've really impressed me these last few matches. And, you know, pulling the game last night with Jackson City, 1-1-0, got a goal from an assist from Brennan Bush, a little bit of left-footed pass that led Axel Vasquez to a goal. Actually, just checked in the game about 21-minute mark, and we get the goal at the 19:40 mark. He'd just been a couple minutes before he got that goal. But it was just a good strategy by Bernie, and I think the kids followed the game plan well. And if you listen to the broadcast, you know, Brian kept alluding to they've set it up a different game plan tonight just because of players who were out. And it worked, and the kids did what they were supposed to do.
I credit that, obviously, to the coaching staff. Yeah. To be able to recognize that I have these parts that all of a sudden we can change our configuration to go a different set.
Well, I mean, it's a different look. It's a, you know, they were playing, they weren't attacking as much, but they were trying to get the breaks. And I think we've seen that a little bit in the past anyway. But even more so, trying to just get one guy to break away. And where normally it has at least been two. This is a little bit different formation for them. They did well. I was very impressed with the defense last night. And we were impressed with the goalie before. Weddington, the freshman, last night in the last couple games has been probably one of the best athletes at the high school. That's Bryson Edwards is playing in goal now. And he brings a different look because he's got about a 6'2", 6'3" frame.
Yeah.
And I said this last night during the broadcast, a lot of baseball, former baseball, so he was fielding the ball like a shortstop would, and he's played a lot of shortstop in his life, and he doesn't play baseball anymore, but you don't forget those things that you learn in other sports that cross over and help you in something different. And Bryson told me he picked it up this summer and absolutely loved it, and now he's the goalie. And if Weddington, I think he's got a broken hand maybe, but if he can come back and show his game that he has, his skills with the footwork, That's an additional asset that Powell County may gain with a player who was in goal that may be able to move up and play as maybe a forward or one of those up guys.
Right. Well, what's interesting is that they've only allowed 10 goals in those seven matches, and realizing that in two of those matches, six goals between two teams. So now you're talking out of five matches, you've only given up five goals. Right? I mean, that's one goal per, not even. I'm just saying, far as an average, but some of them, they shut them out.
Gave up three against Estill. Came
three
back
against
to
Wolf.
Tie.
Yeah.
And then you gave up, one goal only in the shootout? And then Wolf, you had the three goals in regulation and then came back at that one as well and going to overtime again and win the shootout. So, man, I tell you what this team is doing is they're kind of getting behind a little maybe early. But they're coming back and fighting. And, you know, when they were down 3-0 to Essel, we said this last week on radio, I didn't think we had a chance to come back in that game. And they just kept battling and doing what they're supposed to do and came back to get the victory. And I was just really impressed. Now, as I said on radio last night, we have now got to transition to the next three times we play. Wolf County is going to be home. The other two, Estill and Jackson City, we play on the road. So a little bit different look when you go play those guys on the road.
And it will be. Let me correct myself. So they've given up 10 goals in the seven matches, two of them, six goals total. So therefore, that actually leaves the five matches, and they've only given up four goals in those five matches.
Right.
Again, less than one goal per average. Again, that outstanding job defensively. We've talked about how strong the defense is, even when we broadcast, including the girls' team. Defense is so strong, but then when you can turn around and put four goals, 10 goals against Buckhorn, 6 against Wolf. I mean, that's an impressive offensive onslaught.
Yeah, it's good to see. And again, I still keep saying it's a newer sport. And the few things that soccer has going for it, and this is boys and girls, the feeder system is getting started at a younger age. And I can't, at this point, knock the feeder system. It's doing a good job. It's getting these kids ready to play. They're going to middle school. They're getting to play in the spring, which I think does impact some other sports because it's a different time, and it knocks kids out of playing the normal spring sports when they go to high school. But it's just part of the evolution of soccer, and I think it's here to stay, and these kids are in very good shape and all that good stuff. But I'm very impressed what we're seeing right now with boys soccer.
Well, when you realize that the feeder program goes down to your 4- and 5-year-olds, yeah. And at that point, because yeah. I coached years ago when it was kind of in the early process down at that level, when you've got 5-year-olds, and of course the field is extremely short, but at that point, they're just chasing after the ball. Well, how much fun is that, though, for a kid just to be, they don't necessarily fully understand the game, but they're just running after the ball, trying to kick it into the net. It's so much fun to watch them. Again, just that now as they're getting older, now they're learning more about the game, the goal still is chase the ball, kick the ball, and put it in the goal, right? Yeah. I mean, it has a lot of appeal, especially for, you know, your 40-year-olds and younger. Again, it is the world's biggest sport, and the United States is finally starting to catch up.
If you're in Powell County, Kentucky, you're soccer illiterate, and for most people are, and I'm not knocking our folks.
Well, what you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, football was new in 1988 in Powell County. We just didn't know what was going on with football. We haven't known what's going on in soccer. We haven't, even in volleyball. It's something that we have learned how to do. You know, I can't even say the same thing about softball because we had a really good women's softball program in the county with slow pitch, and it transitioned right over into the softball sport. You know, for years they were good. You know, same thing with baseball. That's been something around before we got high school sports started. Baseball has been around a long time. People have been playing this game. So these are relatively newer sports, you know, 15, 20 years old. But they're exciting to watch. Once you get a little educated and figure out what's going on and try to understand the strategy and what the goals are with soccer and what you're trying to do, then it's a whole lot more entertaining. And then when you know the kids, that's even better. So
when you can put 11 players on the field, whether it's offense or defense, right, that's a lot of kids to be able to put on a field at one time. And again, to be able to run around like that.
But what, you know, the thing I'm going to say now, these teams now with the boys and girls, this is kind of both, but the discipline from these kids now, you know, 6-7 years ago, everybody was running everywhere. You know, now we're kind of like, okay, I'm a defensive back. I have to stay.
You're staying
back
in your lane, right? Yeah.
And you're seeing.
I got to protect my area.
Yes, the footwork's getting better. The passing across is getting better. The kids doing the headers, they're better. These kids are getting better skill wise, and it's just a whole lot more fun to watch the game now. And you know, we're fortunate to get to the coverage. We'll bring you these games now, and I get to watch more, which means I get to learn more as we go. So it's different, but I'm telling you, it's very entertaining. And you know, the goal is to play defense and get a goal when you can. And Powell County has really established themselves as a really good defensive team.
Yeah,
well, I believe.
Yeah, agreed. And even whether it's high school, collegiate, even the MLS, or for that matter, the Premier League over in England, La Liga, you know, Mexico, Germany, there are so many leagues out there. And then obviously you go with the World Cup, you know, the women just had that. I mean, the popularity continues to increase as more and more people start to understand how it works.
Yeah, and people now talk about these, you know, Major League Baseball players, football players, and basketball players making exorbitant amounts of money. Well, in other countries, their soccer players are making the exorbitant amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, United States soccer players are still way underpaid compared to worldwide, because those guys are well paid to stay where they want them to be.
Yeah, there's soccer players, professional soccer players, making $200,000 a week.
Yeah.
You know, which is comparable to what Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, you know, as far as like breaking some of those numbers down. I mean, big contracts, big-time players, and there's a lot of shuffling around. I mean, what I like about international soccer is that you can easily trade players. And, here I'll give you $100,000, and we'll transfer these two players or whatever else and take up contracts and all of that. Kind of makes for interesting. I almost wish they do that like in the NFL or something, where you can easily just trade players just mid-season and just pick up contracts.
You do that somewhat. You can make trades. It's just fans get used to certain players. It causes a big uproar for a while, and it still does in soccer. But soccer is more of a worldwide sport that I think we're getting used to here in Powell County, Kentucky. We'll say Eastern Kentucky is getting more used to soccer now. We've got a lot more kids playing, and it's you see a lot of people competing in the sports that are brand new. And it's good to see these kids getting exercise and staying fit. And I'll tell you, last night I looked out on the field and I said, I think I need to start playing soccer, because those guys are, I'm telling you, they not that many big guys out there. So they're definitely getting their work in and putting work in to be as good as they are. And like I said, Bernie's done a great job with the boys. Talk about the girls in a minute. We'll step away.
Let me do this real quick, just as far as like to keep us on track with the boys. On August the 28th, they play host to Johnson Central. We'll have that game for you, that home game. August the 29th, back home again, not County Central here. So back-to-back nights, that's Monday and Tuesday of next week. And then they're off for a little bit the following Monday, September the 5th, Powell County at Jackson City.
Now, they did have a game scheduled for Saturday with Pikeville. That game has been canceled. So the boys... And I'll say this again. The boys will not play on Saturday. So
their next match is Monday.
It's Monday night. So I want to make sure everybody understands that boys will not play then, but we will be on the air Monday, Tuesday again to bring you Powell County soccer action here on WSKV. As we'll step away here on PCSN Live for another break.
Since opening in 1972, Citizens Guarantee Bank has been there to help our customers enhance their lives and achieve their dreams. With 7 locations across Central and Eastern Kentucky today, we are celebrating 50 years of being there for the communities we call home. Citizens Guarantee Bank is now CG Bank. New name, same commitment to being there for our neighbors. CG Bank, we've been there for that. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridgestone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
Talking baseball off the air. Again, the Reds on top of the Angels, 8-4. We'll say this update while watching or listening to the game today. Shohei Ohtani goes out of the game in the second inning due to an arm injury. They said, arm fatigue. But you're talking about the guy in Major League Baseball. Shohei Ohtani is one of the best players.
Yeah, that's not good for
him. In a long time. It's not good for baseball, but it does throw up this one thing. A player of his caliber who can pitch, that plays both ways, all people talk about on the trade market, how valuable he could have been. Okay, you're trading for two players, right? A hitter and a pitcher? Well, when the pitcher goes down, the hitter may go down too. So you're losing two players for one.
Correct.
When you lose Ohtani. So it's double the loss when you lose that player, because if you lose him with the bat, you're losing one of the best hitters in baseball along with the pitcher. So you have to wonder about going forward, will things like that creep up in that contract negotiation when he's a free agent about how much money he's going to make? That is something that has to concern some. I've thought about it a lot about what if he throws his arm out, that Tommy John surgery, he's out for 2 years. A team spends $400 million on a guy, and he's going to be out for 2 years.
But at that point, I agree. But dangerous. At that point, though, do you sign him to two separate contracts?
Meaning
I'm going to give him $200 million to be a pitcher, but I'm going to give you $200 million to be a field player, a batter.
And if you get hurt one, then you lose the other.
Correct. Right. You know, he's still covered, but you're not necessarily in the full. But yet, he could have I'm going to call it a two-way contract, but that's not really what it would be. But I'm just saying, do you sign two separate contracts, one as a pitcher and one as a batter?
I think that's something that the Angels have allowed him to do now that they have done that. Do other teams allow him to keep doing that, or do they want a hitter full-time or a pitcher full-time?
Who has the money to even sign him? The Dodgers? Just the Dodgers. The Yankees? I'm just saying,
wants to stay on the West Coast, but I mean, that pretty much eliminates everybody but
Dodgers. I know, right?
You know, but maybe something like this happens and people see an injury, maybe the Angels can keep him because they'll let him play both ways. Worked out for the Angels with what they're paying him anyway. So,
right.
But anyway, a different story. I just thought I'd throw that out there because it is big sports news.
Yeah, that it is. You're right.
That you can talk about as far as in the world of sports.
We'll see what happens, right? Got a little way to go. We'll go to girls soccer. The Lady Pirates, their record is 2-3-1, 2 wins, 3 losses, 1 draw. Started off the season really nice against Menifee County, won that 5-0. Had a tough outing against Estill County. Came back in the second half, just couldn't quite get over the hump. Lost that one. Traveled on the road to Model, won that 2-1. Lost a tough one against Johnson Central, 1-0. Ended up in a penalty shootout. Lost at Fleming County, 1-0. And then ended up having the tie against Morgan County, 4-4. Their next game is this Saturday at noon against Pikeville, the Lady Pirates, playing host.
Well, you would have to also say there, that's been a pretty tough stretch for the girls. Now,
yeah, it really has.
The Morgan County game may surprise me a bit of that contest because of the defense they've played. I don't have a clue what Morgan County has or had or whatever, but I do know what I've seen out of Powell County. Again, very good on defense or have been. The scoring indicates that, and that's what they – fairly inexperienced goalkeeper, but the defense, again, I will take the girls' backline defense over anybody as far as playing defense. But the 4 goals to Morgan kind of surprised me a little bit.
Yeah, and actually Morgan came in 0-2 on the season and only to end up with a draw against them. That's kind of rough. So obviously things didn't necessarily go right defensively for the Lady Pirates in that particular match.
Yeah, just kind of I've not seen the game. I'd like to kind of know what happened there, but maybe I'll ask some of the girls tomorrow I have in class. So we'll see how that goes. But, again, they are a very exciting group to watch, the girls' team are, even though the record is what it is. They've played some pretty tough competition.
Yeah, they haven't. Not necessarily given up a lot of goals either. Again, when you
just lose. Just right?
Well, when you lose, you know, 1-0, 1-0.
And shootouts.
Yeah, under those circumstances, I mean, those are tough, you know, to lose 1-0. I mean, obviously it's a defensive game at that point, but not be able to produce anything offensively, that's kind of hurtful a little bit.
What it tells me, though, Ken, is more about the other teams are probably pretty good defensively.
Sure.
Because I think we've got some nice offensive players. It's just sometimes you run into – a team like a Johnson Central, who is very good defensively and offensively, and makes it tough on you. So, you know, soccer's that game where, again, you don't always look at a team. This team is a lot bigger. This team is small. Well, it doesn't necessarily matter how big or small you are. You know, there's some times where it's an advantage to be bigger. But the teams we have played have been pretty good teams. So this record definitely – Victoria has made a pretty tough schedule. Like I said, I think the Morgan County is probably a little bit deflating as far as when you look at it before, but they may be a whole lot better than what I think they are too. So, I mean, I have really no idea.
Well, in some respects, soccer, there's a lot of parity.
Yeah.
Again, because at any given time,
we've all just got started here.
Everybody could be susceptible, right, to a loss or a goal to give up something. So again, a lot of parity out there. We've seen teams come in. If you remember, I believe was it Paris or Bourbon County last year, boys.
Bourbon
County. At that point, thinking, okay, we need to keep up with kind of this team and like pay attention to them the rest of the season because of the way that they performed. They didn't perform great, really, as far as collectively the season, but they look like a well-oiled machine. They're passing, they're scoring, they're, you know what I'm saying, the dribbling, all of that. Like, again, they looked great, only to kind of falter. So, again, sometimes you're looking good, but then now you go up against that next team, it's like, oh, you don't look nearly as good as you did. Now, is it because of something you did or something the other team did? Again, and that's what's hard to judge at times.
I can say this, seeing the boys, I've seen them now, like it's about fourth game. Doing the boys this year, only maybe two of the girls' games. I'm just seeing I don't know, they're much better fundamentally to me. They're doing things this year that I don't think they were doing last year. They're just so much better passing. They're so much better handling the ball. The girls are the same way. You know, in defense, it's defense first, and I really believe that these kids that are playing defense, they don't get a ton of accolades, but, man, they're really making – they're making themselves known back there on the defensive backfield for both the girls and boys.
Yeah.
We've said this before. I'll say this on the air a lot. I like offense to try to score, but I'm learning that sometimes your best offense is a really good defense to eliminate the scoring from the other team and take your chances. Whenever you get a chance, you get it. You take it. But I want to be that aggressor that can play defense as well. I want to be that aggressor that pushes the ball, three or four guys or girls that are making the commitment to try to get the goals. You know, it's hard to score one on three or four. It's that's so difficult.
It is.
And that's what the boys were doing the other night. They were, whole first half, they were trying to get one guy to break open. And don't care how talented you are, it's
hard.
It's hard. I mean, and we were watching the kid from Jackson City. You know what I'm talking about, that he is a phenomenal kid, 6'3", can handle the ball well, shoots it well, got a big leg. We were wrapping three to four guys on him at a time, and he just couldn't get anything done. It's the same thing for our girls. You know, they're putting three or four girls back there on one or two, and it's tough sledding to get a goal. So, and that's the way it should be in soccer. It's just, you know, I really like our girls' team. I think there's something you need to get out there and watch. This is a team that just lost out last year of a opportunity to get to the state. This team was that close. And I think they are as good as they were last year. We just got to get over the hump. They got to believe in themselves. And, again, we talked about that illness thing. A lot of people are having it right now, but you just got to shake the illness and go on.
Just have to find a way when they have those offensive opportunities to be able to get a goal, right, to be able to score. But, again, credit the defense of the teams that they're playing. And defense, as we, you know, said, you know, forever. Yeah, and defense wins championships. Again, if I can stop you to give myself more offensive opportunities, things can bode in my favor. In theory, doesn't always work out that way, but yet it goes, you know, by the defense, what the defense does in order to control it. They just need to get a little bit more offense going for themselves.
Well, watching the game, as the boys game last night, watching them, it's like, I think maybe only Jackson City only had three or four legitimate shots on goal, where Powell County probably had 8 or 10. Now, quantity is important, because the more opportunities you have, the more chances you're going to have to get the goal in. But that's how good the defense was, and that's how good a defense can make a team look. If your defense is playing solid, not getting many shots on goal. And that's where you want to keep anybody from. And I think that's what we've seen out of the Johnson Central game last week with the girls. Just couldn't get it past those girls on the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, we've just got to find a way to get those players through and get the right bounces, if you will,
Yeah, and that's where it goes back to
just about breaks.
Making crisp passes, just like whether it's football, basketball. Again, you've got to make those good passes and be able to dribble around defenders in order to give yourself those numbers that you need to get a better shot on goal.
And I think our kids are doing it much better than they did last year. That's what the – you know, it's early in the season, but I think these kids are better than they were last year skill-wise, and I think it's showing up in the win-loss column, or I think it will toward the end of the season. It's just it's took a lot of season to go. We're still early in the season, but I think the season looks very promising for the girls and boys soccer.
Yeah, keep working hard, right?
Yeah, so dividends. Next girls game is Saturday, right?
Again, yes, against Pikeville. Again, that is a noon start. We will have that game for you over at the high school sports complex over there.
So nothing else, so they, early next week or they're away?
At that point, they are at Frankfort Christian on the 29th. On the 31st, they play host to Perry County Central.
So that's on a Wednesday. That's right?
August 31st.
That's the Thursday night game, right?
Yes, Thursday night, 31st, yes.
Yeah, 31st is a Thursday, which we'll be on. Have football, and we'll have somebody doing the broadcast from soccer as well.
Correct, so yes.
Just to kind of let you all know, we'll be covering that as well.
More than likely, soccer would be NFHS.
Yeah.
Alone. Again, if you do not have that app, it is basically
That's where most of your soccer action has been.
Yeah, so, $70 for the year. Again, it's well worth it because you're going to get basketball, football on down the line again across the country. Anybody that has the NFHS cameras.
Yeah, that's where it is. That's where it's going. So get on board. So we'll take another break here on PCSN Live. Be back in a moment.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Your Powell County Pirates sports broadcast is brought to you by a partnership between your Papa John's in Stanton and Legacy Liquor, Wine, and Spirits located in the Stanton Crossroads Center and on Main Street in Clay City. Order delivery or takeout now from Papa John's in Stanton, 606-663-7272. Wings, pizza, papadillas, Papa Bites, cinnamon pull-aparts, a giant chocolate chip cookie, and so much more. Order now, 606-663-7272. Legacy Liquor, Wine, and Spirits would like to remind you to leave a strong legacy. Support local sports, drink responsibly, and never drink and drive.
Welcome back. See, I didn't get, and I always talk about these little ends and stuff. We didn't get our music to let me know I'm back, but I was watching the screen this time. I was paying more attention instead of talking.
Well, I'm glad you were, because I was not. I was going back through and trying to catch up on volleyball where everybody else was in the district. As the Lady Pirates 3-5 overall on the season, they ended up defeating Menifee County, lost to Hazard. Then they played at the Knott County Rock and Block Tournament at the Knott County Sports Complex this past weekend. Lost to Floyd Central, lost to Madison Central, lost to Letcher County Central, and lost to Knott County Central. I will say, though, you know, you playing four matches all day, that's tough. Some close matches, some not so close. But, again, you're playing the best two out of three. That's a lot to actually, you know, try and play. So four of their losses came over the weekend, which is tough. But then they followed that up on Monday, defeated Estill County. That's more important than any tournament action. So they led, they won 3-0 against Estill County, 25-23, 25-21, 25-18.
Close.
At Estill, again, so again, they won that match 3-0. And then last night, a shortened version against Bath County. Bath County arrived a little bit late. It was already going to be a late start. They probably didn't get started a little after 8:30 last night. Ooh. Went best two out of three against Bath, who arrived late, 25-21 and 25-14 to win that particular match.
Yeah, that's, again, a good score for the Volleyball Pirates. They've done, I think they're better than that indicates, but you have to get over the hump with the Knott Counties and Letcher Counties of the world to be able to get in the mix, win that region. Those are some teams that you're eventually going to have to beat to get to where you want to go.
Yeah, and last night, even in the match, I was impressed with the way Coach Thorpe kind of traded out some of her players. Now, obviously, it's a broadcaster's nightmare when you're constantly switching. Not only Powell, but Bath was doing the same thing, switching out a lot of players, frontline, backline, servers, all of that kind of stuff. It was difficult, but she played a lot of players. So I like the fact that she kind of had a different rotation. You know, some of your bigs on that front line, then you're trading out and putting other players on the back, whether it's to serve or otherwise. Impressive with the way that they played, especially in the second match. They got down early 4-0, kind of fought back, and then it was kind of a back and forth, and then all of a sudden they just turned it on. Miscommunication for Bath County, that kind of deflated them just a little bit. And as you know, sometimes it's that mental game that's just as important as, you know, the actual physical aspects of the game. So the Lady Pirates kind of went on a nice little run there to claim that. But, again, the fact that a lot of different players were able to come in, she has a deep bench. And I think going forward, realizing what she has available to her, I think that's definitely going to pay some big dividends. Now, tonight, tough match. They're on the road at Wolf County. Should be just underway, potentially. It was a 7 o'clock start. Wolf County, one of those tough teams in volleyball, so it'll be interesting to see kind of how that one plays itself out. And then this Saturday, they are actually on the road in the 2A sectional. They play Mason County in Greenup County. So we've been to Greenup County, you know, ourselves.
Long drive.
Yeah,
that's
long drive.
To softball last year too was Greenup County.
Yeah, long drive. So again, that will be it on Saturday, and then they will play host to Hazard. That will come up on Tuesday, the 28th.
So Monday. 28th.
Or excuse me, Monday the 28th. Yes, so and then sure breath you, it on Wednesday.
Yeah, make sure you come out for that one. It's going to be a big night there on Monday. Again, big rivalry with Hazard. And then breath it on Wednesday. So that's the game where we're going to be doing, after the show's over, we'll be doing both on Wednesday night. So, you know, come out and see the Volleyball Pirates. Support them. They've been working hard on the floor and getting some stuff done. So, they would love your support, especially on Monday and Wednesday night next week.
Yeah, again, a lot of action, not only this week coming up on Friday, football, and then next week, again, a full slate, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Thursday.
Yeah. And then we'll be off a little bit for Labor Day.
The rest
still,
on Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It's, again, when you're working all day and then doing the games of a night, it's more of a grind than people think it is.
You're right.
You're very tired the next day. So, again, thanks for putting up with us if you have to work with us on the day job. But it's a lot of fun to cover these kids, and hopefully you guys can and watch and support them. Come on out and see them as much as you can. And like I said, if you're not, listen to us on radio, NFHS, Facebook, wherever we are. Listen to our broadcast. We very much appreciate it.
Yes. Also, Friday night, real quick, we're at Western Hills in football, the season opener for the Pirates. Kickoff schedule for 7:30. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock for our pregame show.
Yeah, that'll be radio and then Facebook Live.
Correct.
As well for
yes.
The game on
football
Friday.
Football game, yes.
And before we step off, we'd like to again send our thoughts and prayers out to Ken Jones. And if you're listening tonight, hang in there, buddy. Wishing you the best. We'll stop and see when you feel like it. So, again, folks, keep Ken in your prayers for this next few weeks as he's still going through some treatments. So, keep him in your prayers and
wish you the best.
Send him loving thoughts, buddy. As we'll step away here on PCSN Live.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that other banks just can't match. Whether you're needing a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, our team of local professionals have you covered. Visit 53 East Pendleton Street in Stanton, or visit them online at pebank.com. Join their family of satisfied customers today and experience the hometown difference at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Wells Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. One such opportunity is the funeral or memorial service. Such a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors the memory of your loved one. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event. Contact us today to discuss the possibilities. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
For PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKB app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors, Whitaker Bank, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Toyota South, People's Exchange Bank, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protex Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy.
Pickup Country 104.9, serving Owensville, Camargo, Corinth.